that hour. 6 minutes to seven, the owners of the Financial Times are setting up their own business school, a higher education college. It will take 40 students a year, offer a business degree. Pearson College, Pearson's is the company, of course, will charge a £6,500 tuition fee. That's less than the average fee for a business course in an English university. It's the first time a FTSE 100 company has offered a degree. Roseanne Stockwell is managing director of Pearson College. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, the degree in the end will still be awarded by academic authorities, is that right?
That's right. We're collaborating with Royal Holloway and Bedford New College, so the students graduate with a degree from Royal Holloway.
So you do the teaching, they give the degree, having ascertained that it reaches normal academic standards and is comparable with what you would get at a business school.
That's right. And we do more than the teaching. We've also done all the design, the development of all the materials, and drawn on our industry network to help with the design and the delivery of it. And Royal Holloway has been involved in that. But their main role is approving what we're doing, that it reaches the appropriate academic standards.
What do you think you will offer that they wouldn't get elsewhere?
What we're offering is really an immersive business experience. So business studies, it's a very popular subject at undergraduate level, but it's normally taught within a traditional university. And so the students are part of an academic community. And what we're doing here is that the students are able to study for business while they're part of a business community. So they take their classes within business premises. They have a company-based mentor, an internship, and we've drawn on lots of other companies to help with the design and the delivery. So they're really getting that applied approach as well as the academic understanding.
So it's almost vocational.
Well, it's applied learning. I mean, there is a very strong academic element through it, so that's just as important as the applied side. But they really need to understand how things are used and applied in a business environment and not just the theory.
Yes, when you say there's a strong academic element, I mean, you still come under the qualifications authority.
The QAA, yes, that's right.
Just obviously to make sure that it's something that's comparable with a normal degree done elsewhere.
Yeah, are you absolutely. Going to, they get a full honours undergraduate degree.
Right. And are you going to expand into other kinds of courses?
Yes, we are looking at other subject areas, and we'll be using the same principles of drawing on employer engagement and combining the academic study with the applied learning. So we're looking at sciences and art subjects.
What art subjects could be applied to the environment of a FTSE 100 company?
Well, we're looking at, we're in early stages of this, but we're considering doing something around English literature because of our publishing background, because, we're the world's leading publisher, and so we're looking at a professional writing English literature combination.
Yes, you've got Penguin Books, of course, in the Pearson Group.
That's right.
But that would just seem a more difficult thing to get your... to get a grip on. I mean, a business degree, one can see exactly what you're talking about, practical side as well as an academic side. Mm-hmm. More difficult to see that with an art subject, I'd have thought.
Well, it does depend on the art subject, but using English literature and writing as an example, there are many ways in which that is applied, technical writing, creative writing, journalism, copywriting, etc. So we'd be looking at different elements of potentially drawing that in. But as I said, that's at fairly early stages of development and thinking.
We
definitely will expand beyond business.
Right. And, if you do it, others are going to do the same, aren't they, in the end?
Other FTSE 100 companies,
yes.
Do you mean? Possibly. Certainly, every company will have something unique that they could bring to higher education. We're very much an education company, so it's particularly in our interest to have our own students and teachers and design and deliver our own programs. That wouldn't necessarily be the case with other FTSE 100 companies.
Roseanne Stockwell, thanks very much.
Thank you. Coming up.